ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। देर आर सो मैनी मेथड्स, सो मैनी टेक्निक्स टू हैव द सेम एम, टू रीच एट द सेम स्पॉट। द फाइनल गोल फॉर ऑल इज ओनली वन, but the paths, the methods are many. All finally lead to the same destination. As Jaipur city is only one city, but you can reach here from many directions. Some people coming from the side of Delhi have a different road, people coming from the side of Agra or some other city, from some other village, they have different paths. But those who are going towards Jaipur, all come to Jaipur. Jaipur is the same, in the same way. There is no contradiction between many techniques and paths. The aim is the same. God is one, Self is one, Truth is one. After that experience of the final truth happens in the body, in the existence of somebody, that inner state is the same of those people who have experienced that. Though they might have reached to that experience through different ways, but after they have reached, they find the same truth. My purpose in saying these things today is this, that all these methods and techniques and paths can be broadly divided into two different sects, two different parts, or we can say two categories, only two categories. In one category come all those techniques and methods where the seeker uses his body, senses, mind, intellects, etc., etc., to realize that truth. One trains the body through yoga postures, one has the pranayama for cleansing the subtle body, and many, so many ways of pranayama. One learns the techniques, one has the introspection and sees the subtle body or the mind and the past impressions and tries to get rid of them. One differentiates between the desires and the discrimination, between the desires and needs. When one becomes quite proficient in these techniques, one is able even to see one's ego. Even ego becomes an object of observation. Like that, one tries to proceed towards realization. This is one category. There is another category also, completely different from this first. It is, I know nothing, but I know you. My lover, I know you, though I have not seen you. Though I do not know you in the sense I know you, but you are there and I am here. And I know you even without knowing you. You are always with me, I am always with you. And I am unable to find you. And I am also unable to get rid of my all these past impressions, these desires, these faults and drawbacks. The more I try to remove them, the more I find them. The more I try to get out of this lust, passion, anger, greed, jealousy, ego, the more I find myself in them. I cannot do. I am at your feet. You can do anything. It takes no time for you. I am at your feet. I know nothing but you, though I have not known you. A relation is established, and through the faith, through love, through unshakable belief, you start loving the unknown lover. Then great saints say, miracles of the greatest type in the whole universe start happening. What does not happen in many years, probably in many lives also, through the first technique of self-reformation, of self-improvement through your own efforts, that happens within a short period by His grace. This is another category, which is the best of the two. Both are best. The question will be, best should be one? No, they both are best. The question is, what suits to one, what suits to another? It's a question of suitability. Which is the best court, which is the best pant there or coat there in the department, in the store? Every pant and coat is best. The question is, which suits you? Whichever suits you is the best for you. Something like that. But those to whose share come the second path, I somehow call them very fortunate. They are very fortunate. Saints say, the realized saints say, that it takes a long time through the first category. You go on seeing yourself, reforming yourself. And even after many years of reformation and self-effort, you find yourself in no way better many times. Sometimes you find, I have progressed so much. And then all of a sudden you find yourself at the bottom. Oh my goodness. It is the same which I was doing 3 years or 10 years ago. Something like that. But of course through the first path also people reach, there's no doubt about it. But the realized saints say it takes a long time. Through the second path, the second category, they say it can happen anytime. So much so they say that there is no element of time at all. The factor of time gets eliminated in a way. Then many questions would arise in the minds of the audience, of the people listening all these things. Among those questions will be one important question. How to have this second category in life when it is so direct? Because people are very greedy. They want most quickly everything. The best thing should happen immediately. Like that. All problems are creations of human mind. Sometimes people ask me, how to learn to love? Love is, if it is. But even then, there can be some training. To some people I said, you just start loving. They said, it does not come from inside. I said, you start fictitiously, untruthfully. The untruth will become truth later on. You start from the point at which you are. Don't worry. You are just pretending. You start loving in pretension. This pretext that falsehood will become also truth in the end. When they say, even to the extent that if you repeat and falsehood 100 times, it starts becoming truth, why not truth will come to you when you are repeating truth, though knowing that it is not truth for you at that time? Love is truth. If somebody starts pretending for what is truth in fact, will definitely come in life. Why it will not? Even through the techniques falling in the first category, the realization does not happen without invoking the unknown guide. There too. The techniques are there, they are correct techniques, they help. But the last thing does not happen without invoking the help from the Guru or that great Guru, the permanent Guru, God. Then those realized saints say, when finally you have to invoke His help, why not to invoke in the very beginning?